inglés mientras se divierten. Infórmate sobre las clases de nuestro Club Junior en el 91-133-5832 o en grupobaugam.com.
Haz un máster en inglés profesional. En solo 5 meses saldrás perfectamente preparado para comunicarte en inglés en el trabajo. No importa lo que hayas estudiado, no importa a qué te quieras dedicar. Hagas lo que hagas, vas a necesitar el inglés. Haz un máster que realmente merezca la pena. Haz el máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupobaughan.com. Máster en inglés profesional. Apunta alto. Llega más lejos.
Además, ahora financiate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupobaughan.com.
Este año, antes de irte de vacaciones, hazte un Impact de Vaughan, un curso intensivo de verdad que te permite mejorar tu inglés en tan solo una semana. Apúntate ahora en el 91-133-5833 o en grupobaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
No excuses.
Good morning and welcome to No Excuses. Good morning, Mehmen.
Good morning, Fitz.
Okay, good morning, Castor.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Fine.
I can ask Mehmen if she's been here since 7:30.
Have you been here since 7:30?
Yes, I have.
Okay, ask Castor if he's been here since 7:30.
Have you been here since 7:30?
Yes, I have.
Okay, very good. So you were here bright and early this morning.
Yes.
Right.
Very, very productive.
We've been
very
warming
productive.
Up.
You've been morning. Warming up.
Warming up.
All right, okay.
Yes.
Let's get straight to work. Some translation. Okay, no messing around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Straight to work. Fue mucho más grande de lo que creí.
It was bigger than I thought. It was much bigger than I thought.
Very good. ¿Qué hacías cuando él te vio?
What were you doing when he saw you?
Very good. Lo haré yo si no te importa.
I'll do it if you don't mind.
Very good. No me importa en absoluto.
I don't mind at all.
Very good. Creo que sí.
I think so.
Very good. ¿Cree que no?
I don't think so.
Very good. ¿Qué era eso?
What was it?
Eso.
What was that?
Very good. Creí que sabías.
I thought you knew.
More tea and thought.
I thought you knew.
Very good. Now.
I thought you knew.
Yeah. New.
New.
New. How do you say nuevo?
New. New.
New.
New.
New.
Okay.
Yeah. New.
New. I thought
yeah,
you
knew. So you don't say new. It's new.
I thought it was new.
I knew it.
I knew it.
I knew it when it was new.
I knew it when it was
new. When it was new.
Okay.
Excuse me. So, creí que sabías.
I thought that you knew.
Very good. Tendrán que tener mucho cuidado.
They'll have to be careful.
Tener mucho cuidado.
They have to be...
Tendrán.
They'll have to be a lot of... No. They'll have to be very, very careful.
Very good, yeah. No hubo problemas.
There weren't any problems.
Good. Try to make weren't one syllable. Weren't.
There weren't any problems.
Very good. I'm trying to think of a few years ago in Spain, there was a minister for education with an unusual name like Vert.
Yes.
So it's almost like, how do you say it? Vert?
Vert, it was with W.
W. So it's like weren't.
Weren't.
One syllable. Weren't, but not weren't. Weren't.
Weren't.
Very good, very good. ¿Habrá una reunión esta noche?
There will be a meeting tonight.
¿Ocurrió una vez?
It happened once.
Very good. ¿De qué tratará?
What will be it about? What will it be about?
Very good, one more time.
What will it be about?
Very good. ¿De qué trata el libro?
What is the book about?
Good, contract.
What's the book about?
Very good. Eres demasiado joven para leerlo.
You are too young to read it.
Very good. Puedes hacer lo que quieras.
You can do whatever you want to.
Okay, or you can do whatever you want, yeah. Me da igual.
It doesn't matter.
Or,
I don't care.
Yeah, very good. ¿Qué tal el concierto?
What about the concert? How was the concert?
Very good, yeah. ¿A quién viste ahí?
Who did you see there?
Very good. ¿Hubo mucha gente?
Were there a lot of people?
Very good. ¿Estaba aborratado?
It was crowded.
Very good. Another way, a synonym of crowded?
It was packed.
Very good, yeah, packed. It was packed. Encantado de conocerla.
It's been a pleasure. Pleased to meet you.
Pleased to meet you. Yeah, which is also a line from a Rolling Stones song.
Yes, pleased to meet you.
But I can't remember which one. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
No lo abras hasta que yo te diga.
Don't open it until I tell you.
Very good. Actually, what is the nickname of the Rolling Stones in English?
The Stones.
Yeah. We don't say, you say
we
in Spain,
say
lo rolling.
No, we say the Rolling.
Yeah, the Stones.
Strange that.
Yeah.
Strange for us.
Yes.
Todavía estoy esperando una respuesta.
I'm still waiting for an answer.
Very good. Now, careful of your pronunciation of todavía estoy.
I'm still.
Ojo, I'm. Yeah, not am. I'm
still waiting for an answer.
Very good. No te dijeron que yo estaba aquí.
Didn't they tell you I was here? I was here.
Yeah. Again?
Didn't they tell you I was here?
Good. Now, a lot of native English speakers from England, where they think they speak the best English, will say exactly what you said.
Yeah.
They make a mistake with the verb to be. If you go to Yorkshire, instead of when I, do you know what the word lad means?
Lad.
L-A-D. It's like chico.
Yeah.
Okay. So they will say, if you go to Yorkshire, you will hear people saying, when I were a lad, instead of when I was, meaning when I was a boy.
But
they say, when I were a boy, and it's wrong. And the same in London. They'll say, in London, people will say to each other, you was out last night instead of you were.
Yeah.
So even we make mistakes. All right?
Yeah.
So, no te dijeron que yo estaba aquí.
Didn't they tell you I was here?
Very good. Él estaba bastante borracho.
He was quite drunk.
Very good. And a synonym of drunk?
I don't know.
Lots of them. Hammered, for example.
Hammered,
yeah.
He was hammered. Martillado.
Yeah.
He was hammered. Though.
Another one is he was plastered. Do you know what plaster is?
Plaster is...
No?
Well, in this case, meaning pladura, I think you say.
Pladur.
Pladur, no. Sorry, pladur, yeah. He was hammered, he was plastered. There are many of them, just like in Spanish. Here you would say, borracho como un cubo,
como
¿no?
Una cuba.
Como una cuba.
Como una cuba.
Como una cuba, ok. Él no sabía quién era yo.
He didn't know who I was.
Very good. Creyó que éramos fantasmas.
He thought we were ghosts.
Very good. Él perdió todo lo que tenía.
He lost everything he had.
Very good. ¿Cuánto tenía?
Oh, how much did they have? Did he have?
Very good. Lo suficiente para llenar un barril.
Enough to fill a barrel.
Very good. No pierdas tiempo.
Don't waste time.
Very good. More tea and don't.
Don't waste your time.
No,
time. Don't waste time.
Very good. Yeah, don't waste time. Me encontré bastante mal ayer.
I felt quite badly.
Bad. Yeah.
I felt quite bad yesterday.
Very good. And another way of a synonym of quite. More commonly used than quite. How do you say guapa?
Pretty, yes.
We would say I felt pretty bad.
I felt pretty bad yesterday.
Very good. Ella es bastante guapa. How can you say that?
She's quite pretty.
Okay, how else could you say it, although we never say this?
She's
pretty pretty.
Yeah, we would never say it, but you can. Grammatically, you can say that. Espero que no hicieras nada malo.
I hope you didn't anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. I hope you didn't do anything wrong.
Okay, or malo?
Bad.
Bad, yeah. Nunca hago cosas malas.
I never do anything wrong or bad.
Bad, okay. And cosas? I never do?
I never do things bad. No, bad things.
Yeah, again?
I never do bad things.
Very good. Lo probé, pero no me gustó.
I tried it, but I didn't like it.
Very good. No debe de ser muy difícil.
There mustn't be...
Start with it.
It mustn't be too difficult.
Muy difícil.
It mustn't be very difficult.
Very good. La llevé a cenar.
I took her out to have dinner. I took her out to dinner.
Very good. Me llevaron al cementerio.
They took me to the cemetery.
Very good. You know, I was coming back the other day from Guadalajara, and I had a strange thought because the bus stop in Guadalajara is next to a cemetery.
Really?
And something that you see, I guess this is the same in every country in the world, there's always a flower shop or several flower shops outside the cemetery.
Yes.
Those people must make a lot of money. It's a necessity. Yeah.
Yes, sure.
Anyway, una vez es suficiente.
Once is enough.
Fue una experiencia maravillosa.
It was an amazing experience.
Very good. ¿Qué hiciste?
What did you do?
Hubo tormentas.
Were there storms?
Very good. And use any in the question.
Were there any storms?
Good. ¿Cómo está Pepe?
What's Pepe like? No.
¿Cómo está Pepe?
How's Pepe?
How's Pepe? Yeah. Or how's Pepe doing? ¿Cómo es Pepe?
What's Pepe like?
Very good. ¿Es alto, moreno y guapo?
He's tall, dark and handsome.
Very good. ¿Es bajo, gordo y feo?
He's short, fat and ugly.
Very good. Poor Pepe. Quizás, pero ¿sabes cuánto gana?
Maybe, but you know how much he earns.
Good. And again?
Maybe, but you know how much he earns.
Careful. You need an auxiliary verb in there. Maybe, but...
Maybe, but... Do you know?
Yes.
Maybe, but do you know how much he earns?
Very good. Mucho más que nosotros, eso sí.
Much more than we do. That's right. That's okay. That's it. No.
Another way of saying it.
Eso sí.
That's for sure.
That's for sure.
That's for sure, yeah. So mucho más que nosotros, eso sí.
Much more than we do, that's for sure.
Very good. Él llevaba unas gafas oscuras.
He was wearing dark glasses.
Very good. One more time.
He was wearing dark glasses.
Very good. What's the synonym of dark glasses or sunglasses?
Shades.
Shades. Very good. Yeah, very good. Okay, now we're going to try a little bit, a polite question where you make an offer to somebody. Would you like me to? So I'll say, for example, who can bring me the report? And I want you to say, would you like me to bring it to you? All right. So who can bring me the report?
Would you like me to bring it to you?
Very good. Who can talk to Philip about the problem?
Would you like me to talk to Philip about the problem?
Very good, very good. Who can explain this to me?
Would you like me to explain it to you?
Very good. Who can take me to the airport?
Would you like me to take you to the airport?
Very good. Who can take these slides to Nancy?
Would you like me to take these slides to Nancy?
Very good. And slides in Spanish in this case?
Diapositivas.
Very good. And what do you call in the playground the thing that the kids go down very quickly?
A slide.
And in Spanish?
Un tobogán.
Ah, really?
Tobogán.
Okay, all right. Who can deliver the merchandise to the Germans?
Would you like me to deliver the merchandise to
merchandise.
The merchandise to the Germans?
Germans. Good, and again.
Would you like me to deliver the merchandise to the Germans?
Very good. Who can call Nigel?
Do you want me to call Nigel?
Very good. Who can buy a newspaper for me? And I want you to use the pronoun one in your response. Who can buy a newspaper for me?
Do you want?
Would?
Would you like me to bring the newspaper?
To buy?
To buy the newspaper.
No, I want you to use the pronoun one in your answer.
Would you like me to buy one newspaper?
No, it's a pronoun, so it takes the place of newspaper.
Would you like me to bring one for you? Or no,
use the verb to buy.
To buy. Would you like me to buy one for you?
Very good. And again?
Would you like me to buy...
No, use the cane like...
Would you like me to buy one for you?
Would you like me to buy one for you?
Very good. Who can help me with this report?
Would you like me to help you with this report?
Very good. And if you use a pronoun, would you like me?
To help you with it.
Very good. One more time.
Would you like me to help you with it?
Very good. Who can show me the figures and use a pronoun in your response?
Would you like me to show you the figures?
Now use a pronoun instead of figures.
Would you like me to show it to you?
No, figures.
To show them to you?
Yes, very
good. Would you like me to show them to you?
Good. More cane-like.
Would you like me to show them to you.
Very good. Who can convince Aki to go to Louisiana?
Would you like me to convince Aki to go to Louisiana?
Very good. And again?
Would you like me to convince Aki to go to Louisiana?
Very good, very good. Okay, so let's quickly practice a few of those again before the break. Who can talk to Philip about the problem?
Would you like me to talk to Philip about the problem?
Very good. And use a pronoun in both cases, for Philip and the problem. Would you like?
Would you like me to talk to him about the problem?
And use a pronoun instead of
about
problem.
It. Okay. Would you like me to talk to him about it?
Very good. Who can explain this to me?
Would you like me to explain it to you?
Very good. Who can take me to the airport? And use a pronoun instead of airport.
Would you like me to take you to it?
Mm.
To the it. I know.
What would you say? There.
To there.
Without to.
Okay.
Would you like?
Would you like me to take you there?
Very good. One more time.
Would you like me to take you there?
Very good. Who can take these slides to Nancy and use pronouns?
Would you like me to take them to her?
Very good. One more time.
Would you like me to take them to her?
Very good. Very good. Who can deliver the merchandise to the Germans? Pronouns.
Would you like me to deliver it to them?
Very good. Very good. Again, Castor.
Would you like me to deliver it to them?
Very good. Who can call Nigel?
Would you like me to call her? To call him?
Good. And again?
Would you like me to call him?
One more time.
Would you like me to call him?
One more time with no hesitation.
Would you like me to call him?
Excellent.
Sin prisa pero sin pausa. This is the Spanish expression that I use when people ask me what they should do with their children concerning English. Sin prisa pero sin pausa. The target date for English mastery is age 23. Children and adolescents don't need English, really, until they reach adulthood, until they finish their studies and start looking for their first job. This is usually at the age of 23. If they don't know English well at this point, they are in trouble. They have a problem, an important problem. If they don't know English well at the age of 23, when they enter the labor market, they will probably never reach a decent level, a good working level of English. So, as a mother or father, you need to make sure that your children gain a good command of English by the age of 23 at the latest. This means that when the child is born, you have 23 years to solve the problem. Are you capable of solving a problem if you have a 23-year window to solve it? I hope so. Here in Vaughn Systems, we provide kids, children, with dynamic verbal access to English starting at the age of 4. We expose the children to the native sound of the language, and we work especially hard to promote effective listening comprehension and to make the language fun and attractive for the children. Entrust your children to us, little by little, slowly but surely, sin prisa pero sin pausa. We will transform them into bilingual adolescents and prepare them for age 23. Contact Vaughan Jr.
Más información sobre la línea Junior de Vaughan Systems en el teléfono 91-133-5832. 91-133-5832.
Welcome back to No Excuses, and let's do a little bit of vocabulary. Ready?
Yes.
All right. A toda velocidad.
I don't know.
At full speed. At full speed.
At full speed.
At full speed.
Full speed ahead. So if you look at the old, if you look at those films you see about the Titanic, and because it was a steamship, and actually this is still the case, somewhere on the ship there is, I guess you call it, I don't know what it's called, but you have forward and reverse, and you have full speed and you have half speed. So at full speed ahead, a toda velocidad, at full speed. Auténtico.
Authentic.
Very good. Basado en.
Based on.
Very good. How do you say basado en hechos?
Hechos.
Hechos reales.
Yes. Based on real facts.
Okay, the more common way is based on a true story.
Ah, yes.
Based on a true story, yeah. Capítulo.
Chapter.
Very good. Chicle.
Gum.
Very good. And
chewing gum.
Very good. Yeah, gum is more common. In which country in the world is chewing gum completely prohibited?
I don't know.
Yes, in Singapore.
In Singapore.
I experienced that.
And were you in Singapore?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's true.
When you arrived at the airport.
Now, you would say, even though you're talking about general terms, you would say when you arrive.
When you arrive.
Yeah.
At the airport. For example, in my case, a guide was collecting us. Well, yeah. And the first thing he told us, he told us a list of things that were forbidden. And I'm talking about, it was 1983.
Ah, so it was a while ago. Remember other things that were forbidden apart from chewing gum?
They were forbidden. A lot of things. I was surprised because I came from Bangkok that you could do whatever
anything
you wanted.
Yeah.
So it was a big contrast.
And for example, is it illegal to spit in the street?
I think so.
How do you say spit?
Scupir.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So chewing gum is prohibited. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Harina.
Flour.
Very good. Trigo.
I don't know.
Trigo?
Wheat.
Very good. Cebada.
Barley.
Very good. Avena. Arbena or avenas? Which do you say? Both?
Oat.
Avenas in the case. Avenas.
Oat.
No, you say in the plural in English. Oats.
Oats.
Yeah. So, trigo?
Wheat.
Wheat. Where is the bread basket of Spain? Where is the bread basket of Spain?
You said the other day by Valladolid? No.
Well, for example, in the old Soviet Union, the Ukraine was called the breadbasket of the Soviet Union because it was where the wheat was grown. What's a breadbasket?
Ah, okay. Yes, I know.
So literally a breadbasket is if you go to your house or in a restaurant and you ask for bread, and Spanish people like to eat a lot of bread.
Yes.
And they come and they bring you the bread in a little basket.
Yes.
How do you say basket in Spanish?
Una cesta.
Yeah. And bread basket?
Una cesta de pan.
Yeah. So the old expression
was...
Una panera. Okay. Mm. The old expression was, for example, Ukraine was the bread basket of the Soviet Union because it was where all of the wheat was grown.
Okay.
So I guess in Spain it's like the meseta.
La meseta.
Yeah. It's the bread basket.
Mm.
And your bread basket is also your stomach.
Okay.
Yeah, you could say he punched. It's old English. He punched him right in the bread basket.
Mm?
Yeah, you won't hear it anymore, but you'll see it in books, for example. Anyway, a piece of useless information. So, harina.
I don't know.
Flour.
A flour.
Trigo.
Wheat.
Very good. Cebada.
Barley.
Very good. And avenas.
Oats.
Yeah. Gratitude.
Gratitude.
Very good. Griego.
Greek.
Espera.
Wait.
Very good. Or, with a phrasal verb.
Hold on,
yeah. Anfitriona.
Host.
No, that's if it's in the masculine. But in the feminine?
I don't know.
Hostess.
Hostess, yeah.
Hostesses.
What, 40 years ago, before there was political correctness, you had what were called air hostesses. Now they're called cabin crew. Okay. Por escrito.
By written.
Use a different preposition.
In.
Yeah.
In writing.
Very good.
Writing.
Inversión.
Investment.
Very good. Préstamo.
Loan.
Very good. Mina.
Mine.
Very good. Embarazada.
Pregnant.
Very good. Ascenso. Promoción.
To raise. I deserve
promotion.
A
promotion. Yeah.
Okay.
Emisora, the radio.
Yes.
Like here. What's
broadcast? A radio station.
Yeah. Ciencia.
Science.
Very good. Velocidad.
Speed.
Sistemático.
Systematically.
Almost. Shorten it.
Systematic.
Diminuto, muy pequeño.
Tiny.
Very good. Estar familiarizado con.
to be, I don't know.
Familiarized with.
Okay, or to be familiar with, yeah.
Familiar with.
Dispara.
Shoot.
Say again?
Shoot.
Yeah, more. Ooh, shoot.
Shoot.
Shoot, very good. Tratar.
To treat.
Very good. Cartera o billetero.
Wallet.
Very good, let's quickly run through those again. A todo velocidad.
At full speed.
Auténtico.
Authentic.
Basado en.
Based on.
Basado en hechos reales.
Based on a true story.
Very good. Capítulo.
Chapter.
Chicle.
Chewing gum.
Again?
Gum. Chewing gum.
Very good. Where is it prohibited? What country?
Singapore.
Very good. Harina. Harina.
Flour.
Very good. Trigo.
Wheat.
Cebada.
Odd.
No, that's avenas. Cebada?
Barley.
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 Barley. Even written barley, but pronounced barley.
Barley.
Gratitude.
Gratitude.
Griego.
Greek.
Espera.
Wait. Wait.
Or? With a phrasal verb?
Hold on.
Yeah, very good. Anfitriona.
Hostess.
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 Yeah. Por escrito.
In writing.
Very good. How do you say hostia in English, in the religious sense? How do you say that? Host.
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 Yeah, host. Por escrito.
In writing.
Inversión.
Investment.
Very good. Préstamo.
Loan.
Mina.
Mine.
Embarazada.
Pregnant.
Ascenso, promoción.
No.
Promotion.
Very good. Emisor de radio.
Radio station.
Ciencia.
Science.
Velocidad.
Speed.
Sistemático.
Systematically.
No, take away the Lee.
Systematic. Systematic.
Yeah, again.
Systematic. Systematic.
Yeah, like tick. Like tick-tack.
Systematic.
Systematic. Very good. Diminuto, muy pequeño.
Tiny.
Estar familiarizado con.
To be familiarized with.
Very good. Dispara.
Shoot.
Very good. Tratar.
To treat.
Cartera, billetero.
Wallet.
Very good. You know what we say in Ireland? If I buy you a drink, I don't say I'll treat you, I'll say I'll stand you a drink.
Stand you a drink.
Yeah, I'll stand you a drink, which is a little bit strange, but we say a lot of strange things over there.
Do you have a lot of barley in Ireland?
We have more barley than wheat. Now, a few reasons. I think because our climate, barley does better in a wet climate than wheat does.
Oh, yeah.
And our climate is a bit too wet for wheat. It's hard to say it's too wet for wheat.
Yes.
Wheat needs a drier climate, like here, for example.
Yes.
So we grow a lot of barley. And the barley is most typically used for making whiskey.
Yes.
And
beer.
And beer, on some beer also. Yeah. And it's more durable than the wheat.
Than the wheat.
Yeah. Okay. And it always interests me because when I was a kid growing up, my father and mother came from farming areas. So my cousins had farms and we would go and watch them harvesting the barley.
Mm.
But of course it took place a month later than it takes place here. Here it happens in around this time of the year.
Yeah.
In Ireland, it's another month towards the end of August and sometimes even in September.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So we're almost at the break. Before we do, let's quickly practice a little bit of I want you to. Do you want me to teach you English or Russian? I want
you to teach me English.
Very good. Do you want me to speak quickly or do you want me to speak naturally?
I want you to speak me naturally.
No, without me. I want you to speak.
I want you to speak. To speak. To me.
Without me. I want you to speak.
I want you to speak naturally.
Very good. And again?
I want you to speak naturally.
Very good. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back with you in 2 minutes.
Este año, antes de irte de vacaciones, hazte un Impact de Vaughan. Un curso intensivo de verdad que te permite mejorar tu inglés en tan solo una semana. Apúntate ahora en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Me licencié hace 4 años en la universidad. Al año hice un máster, después otro. Además, estoy acabando el doctorado.
pero ayer no pasé un proceso de selección por no saber inglés.
¿Te suena esta historia? Ocurre todos los días. El inglés es fundamental para progresar en tu vida laboral en todos los sectores. ¿A qué esperas para aprender inglés de una vez por todas?
Máster en Inglés Profesional Vaughan, tu solución definitiva.
Una dosis de estancia en el extranjero concentrada, eso es Vaughan Town. Más de 70 horas con un programa especialmente diseñado para avanzar radicalmente en solo 6 días. ¿Tienes mucho interés en aprender inglés, pero por cuestiones profesionales o familiares te resulta imposible pasarte un verano en un país angloparlante? No te preocupes, te presentamos Vaughan Town, nuestro particular pueblo de habla inglesa. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en Grupo Vaughan.
Nuestros profesores están deseando darte clase. ¿Y tú? ¿No estás deseando venir a conocerlos? Busques lo que busques, tenemos un curso y un profe para ti. Prueba nuestro buscador de cursos en grupovaughan.com o llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ofreceremos una solución que se adapte a tus necesidades. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
Y a las 10:30, cárgate de energía con Alberto Alonso.
Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Excuses. Now, in the meantime, while you were away, we were talking about one of my favorite things, beer. And in this case, we were talking about Guinness. Ask me what kind of beer Guinness is.
What kind of beer Guinness is? What kind of beer is Guinness?
Very good. Now, it has a few different names, but it's mostly most commonly known as stout, S-T-O-U-T, or porter.
Stout means rechoncho, no?
Like, yeah, sturdy.
Yes.
Stout. Like, he's a stout person. Yeah. Or I carry a stout stick, a thick stick, which because, of course, it's a dense beer. And it's not strong in alcohol.
No?
No, it's about 4.5%. The typical beer you buy, like Mao or Estrella or any of those, is 5.5%.
But you have different kinds of Guinness, or not?
Not too many. No? Not too many, no. And ask me if it's really Irish.
Is it really Irish?
No. It's owned by a British company called Diageo. Who own lots of things. Yeah.
Okay.
So it used to be.
It used to be.
Ask me when it was first brewed, because the word for beer is you brew beer.
Hmm. When was it first brewed?
Very good. It was brewed in 1759. Ask me who brewed it.
Who brewed it?
A man called Arthur Guinness.
Yeah.
Arthur Guinness was his name.
Was he Irish?
He was Irish, yeah. He was from, because at that time in Ireland you had what was called the Anglo-Irish class, which was a class of people who were originally English and who came to live in Ireland throughout the centuries of British occupation. So he was one of these people. His name was Arthur Guinness. So it was first invented in 1759. Ask me if we have other types of stout in Ireland.
Do you have other types of stouts in Ireland?
Yes, we do. Ask me how many we have in Cork.
How many do you have in Cork?
We have two. Ask me what they're called.
How are they called? What are they called?
One is called Murphy's, which is the most... Murphy is like Perez or García. Hmm. It's the most common Irish surname. And the other one is Beamish.
Beamish.
Beamish. B-A-A-M-I-S-H. Ask me what my favourite Irish beer is.
What's your favourite Irish beer?
My favourite Irish beer is Beamish.
Can you find it here in Spain?
I used to be able to, but it wasn't. It was never very good.
No,
because we call the concept of putting beer in a bar, putting beer into a glass is pulling a pint.
Yeah.
So pulling a pint of stout takes quite a bit of skill and training.
Hmm.
Like many good barmen in Spain, to get a good caña.
Yes.
There's a little bit of a science and an art to it. So the thing is, this beer was often in so-called Irish bars, but the person pulling the pint didn't know how to do it, so the beer didn't taste very good. But when I go home, it's one of the first things that I have. Okay? Ask me what the ingredients of Guinness are.
What are the ingredients of Guinness?
Okay. Agua. How do you say that? Agua?
Water.
Ask me where the water comes from.
Where does the water come from?
The water to make Guinness must come from the River Liffey, at least in Ireland. But I'm sure in London it comes from the River Thames and so on. But it's called, the River Liffey flows through Dublin. The second ingredient is cebada. How do you say cebada?
Barley.
Very good. Malta asada. How do you say that? Malta asada.
Malta.
How do you say asada? Roast?
Oh, roast. Roast Malta.
Roast malt.
Roast.
No, actually, we say roast malt. How do you say cordero? Cordero asado.
Roasted. Oh, no. Roast beef. Lamb.
Lamb. Lamb.
Roast lamb.
Yeah, roast lamb.
Roast lamb.
Don't say, I would like some roast lamb. We don't say roasted lamb.
Yeah.
I would like some roast lamb. And lupulo. Lupulo.
Lupulo. Ah, no.
Hops.
Hops.
Yeah, hops.
Hops.
And levadura?
I don't know.
Yeast.
Yeah, so let's try it again. Agua. Del Rio Liffey.
Liffey water.
Liffey water, very good. Yeah, cebada.
Barley.
Very good. Malta asada.
Roast Malta. I know. Roast
malt.
Malt. Roast malt.
Malt, which is also used in whiskey, as is barley. They're made to make whiskey. Lupulo. Or lupulos.
I don't know.
Oops.
Hops.
Ah, hops.
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 And levadura?
Yeast.
Yeast. Very good. Very good. Okay. So we're going to, we quickly before the break, we worked on a little bit of I want you to, they want us to, I want them to. Let's go back and do that again. So I will say, for example, his desire is for his children to be happy in life. And I want you to say, he wants his children to be happy in life. So his desire is for his children to be happy in life.
He wants his children to be happy in life.
In life.
In life.
And again?
He wants his children to be happy in life.
My desire is that the Spanish government lower taxes.
You want...
But in first person. I want...
I want the Spanish government... The Spanish government lower taxes. To lower...
Lower. To lower.
I want the Spanish government to lower...
To tax, low.
To low. Lower.
Yeah.
I want the Spanish government to lower taxes.
Very good. Philip's desire is for his son to win the championship.
He wants his son to win the championship.
Very good. Their desire is that we study the report carefully.
They want us to study the report carefully.
Very good. What is your desire that I do?
What is your desire? I don't know.
You want me to study
English? No, change it to a question. What?
What do you want me to do?
Very good. And again?
What do you want me to do?
A more teen want.
What do you want me to do?
One more time.
What do you want me to do?
What do you want me to do?
Very good. What is your desire that I say?
What do you want me to say?
Very good. More teen want.
What do you want me to say?
When is it in your interest that I start?
When do you want me to start?
Very good. It's my desire that Spain assume a strong role in international affairs.
What?
So, it's my desire that Spain assume a strong role in international affairs.
You want...
But I want first person.
I want Spain to assume control in international affairs.
A strong role.
I want Spain to assume a strong role in international affairs.
Very good. One more time.
I want Spain to assume a strong role in international affairs.
Very good. Excuse me. Why is it in your interest that I do that?
What do you want me...
Why
do you want me to do that?
Very good. And again?
Why do you want me to do that?
One more time.
Why do you want...
Why? Yeah.
Why do you want me to do that?
Very good. What time is it in your interest that I be there?
What time is it in the what time do you want me to be there?
Very good. One more time.
What time do you want me to be there?
My desire is for everyone to enjoy the party.
Why do you want? No, you want.
First person. I want.
I want everybody to have fun in the party.
To enjoy.
To enjoy the party.
And again?
I want everyone to enjoy the party.
Very good, very good. Okay, let's quickly do some negative questions. I'll make a negative statement, you ask me why. They can't afford a new car.
Why can't they afford a new car?
More D in afford.
Why can't they afford a new car?
Very good. They can't afford a new Ford.
Why can't they afford a new Ford?
Very good. It makes me laugh even in the ads, the anuncios for Ford.
Yes.
They say four. They don't say Ford.
Yes, yeah. It's true.
He can't attend the university.
Why can't they attend the university? Why can't he attend the university?
There wasn't a ticket for you.
Why wasn't a ticket for me?
So there wasn't a ticket for you.
Why wasn't there a ticket for me?
Very good. They're not coming next week.
Why aren't they coming next week?
Very good. She's not going to the university next year.
Why isn't she going to the university next year?
Very good. He's not interested in finding a job.
Why isn't he interested in finding a job?
Good. He doesn't need to work.
Why doesn't he need to work?
She doesn't have to come with us.
Why doesn't she have to come with us?
I haven't gone yet.
Why haven't you gone yet?
Very good. Now, careful of the why. How do you say Y in English?
Why.
Why. Yeah. So there's two pronunciations. You can say why, or you can simply say why. I recommend the why. It's easier.
Why.
Why. So simply why. And how do you say cómo?
How.
And the other one with W.
How.
The other one with cómo.
I don't know.
How do you say this word? W-H-A-T.
What?
But I want you to pronounce it like U-A-T.
What?
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 What? And Y?
What?
Y. How do you say Y in English?
Why?
Yes.
Why?
Very good.
Sorry.
So, he's not interested in finding a job.
Why isn't he interested in finding a job?
Very good. He doesn't need to work.
Why doesn't he need to find a job? No. Why doesn't he need to work?
Very good. She doesn't have to come with us.
Why doesn't she have to come with us?
Again.
With you. Why doesn't she have to come with us?
Good. I haven't gone yet.
Why haven't you gone yet?
Very good. More tea and haven't.
Why haven't you gone yet?
Very good. I haven't spoken to her this week.
Why haven't you spoken to her this week?
They haven't finished yet.
Why haven't they finished yet?
Very good. We haven't seen them today.
Why haven't you seen them today?
Very good. She hasn't decided yet.
Why hasn't he decided yet?
She.
Why hasn't she decided yet?
Very good. They haven't reached an agreement yet.
Why haven't they reached an agreement yet?
Very good. More tea and agreement.
Why haven't they reached an agreement yet?
She hasn't reached a conclusion yet.
Why hasn't she reached a conclusion yet?
Very good. Now we're going to practice with in charge of. Because when you say in Spanish, responsable de, it's always in charge of. So I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to give me a full answer. So I'll say, for example, who's in charge of sales here? And I'll say John. And I want you to say John is in charge of sales here. In charge of. So who's in charge of sales here? John.
John is in charge of sales here.
Sales.
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 Yeah.
John is in charge of sales here.
Very good. Who's in charge of finance? Mary.
Mary's in charge of finance.
Very good. Who's in charge of production? Fitz.
Fitz is in charge of production.
Very good. Who's in charge of computer systems? Joel.
Joel is in charge of computer systems.
Very good. Who's in charge of security? Augusto.
Augusto is in charge of security.
Very good. Who's in charge of training? Fitz.
Fitz is in charge of training.
Very good. Who's in charge of personnel? Guada.
Guada is in charge of personnel.
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 Very good. Personnel.
Personnel.
Yeah, what human resources was called about 30 years ago in English. It used to be called personnel. Who's in charge of R and D? Richard Brown.
Richard Brown is in charge of R and D.
Very good. Who's in charge of marketing? Miguel Angel.
Miguel Angel is in charge of marketing.
Who's in charge of accounting? Juan Antonio.
Juan Antonio is in charge of accounting.
Very good. And one more time.
José Antonio is in charge.
Juan
Antonio is in charge of accounting.
Very good. Now we'll practice with some numbers very quickly. All right. 2277. 7,722. Very good. And again, Castor.
7,722.
9,191.
In 9,191.
Very good. Very good pronunciation with the 91. 9,190.
9,900.
Now start again. 9,190.
9,190.
Very good. One more time.
9,190.
Very good. 4,785.
4,785.
Good. And again.
4,785.
7,857.
7,900.
7,857.
7,800 and what was the last?
7,857. Start again.
7,900.
7,857.
7,857.
Good. And again.
9,100.
So 7,857. 7,857.
7,857.
Good. One more time.
7,857.
Good. 3,243.
3,243.
Very good, very good.
Hola, guapa. ¿Puedo invitarte a algo?
Sí, claro. Un margarita y otro para Julia.
¿Julia?
Sí, Julia, mi profesora Vaughan, le gusta con mucha hierbabuena.
Este año, llévate de vacaciones a tus profesores Vaughan preferidos. Aprovecha el verano para mejorar tu nivel de inglés con el método online Vaughan. Flexible, adaptado a tus horarios, con los contenidos que nos han hecho famosos y, por supuesto, con nuestros profesores únicos. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en aprendeinglestv.com. Do you Vaughan?
I'm so excited to share this news with you. I've got a new book. It's called English on the Go. Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. And it's a book where I'll take you on a trip to 30 different cities and we'll discover fascinating things and improve our English along the way.
Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. El nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso.
All aboard! English on the Go.
Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. El nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso. Ya a la venta en vaughantienda.com, en delegaciones o en nuestra tienda en grupovaughan.com.
Con el curso online de Vaughan sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en aprendeinglestv.com. Do you Vaughan?
¿Vas a dejar pasar el verano otra vez sin hacer nada con tu inglés? Vente a Vaughan. Con nuestros Summer Impacts refrescarás tu inglés con los mejores profesores. Este verano, hazte un Summer Impacts, un curso intensivo con clases concentradísimas y muy, muy refrescantes. Summer Impacts. Más información en grupovaughan.com.
Okay, we're talking again about numbers and the most important numbers that you need to know. And the key, of course, is practice. Constant practice with numbers. It's difficult for us as Giddies. Getting the numbers right in Spanish is also a challenge. We mix up 6 and 7, just like you mix up 6 and 7.
Yeah.
So I'm going to read out a little poem that I learned as a child, which helps you remember the numbers of the days of each month. So, 30 days has September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, except for February. It's the one which only has 28 days clear and 29 in each leap year. How do you say leap year in Spanish?
Año bisiesto.
Y siesto.
Bisiesto.
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 Ah, okay. So 30 days has September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, except for February. It's the one which only has 28 days clear and 29 in each leap year.
Hmm.
How many days in a week?
7.
Okay. How many days in September?
31. September 31?
No. 30.
Ah, yes. Yeah. 30. Okay.
How many days in a normal February?
28.
And in a leap year February?
29.
Very good. How many days in a year?
365.
Very good. How many weeks in a year?
How many weeks in a year?
72?
No.
52
weeks in a year. How many years in a decade?
10 years.
Very good. How many days in a fortnight?
In a fortnight?
Yeah.
14.
How many years in a century?
100 years.
Okay, how many years in a millennium?
Many. 1,000.
1,000, very good, very good. Okay, all right, let's move on. We'll do a short answer drill, okay? So I want you to answer me in a short way, okay? Would Lady Gaga buy a wig if she lost all her hair?
Yes, she would.
Very good. Should the Pope try to help the poor?
Yes, he should.
Very good. Were you and I angry with each other last week?
No, we weren't.
Has the Queen of England ever travelled in space?
No, she hasn't.
Very good. Will the American people change their flag next year?
No, they won't.
No, will they? Sorry, say
no,
again.
No, they won't.
Very good, very good. Could Pancho Villa ride a horse when he was alive?
Yes, he could.
Did Marilyn Monroe work in Hollywood?
Yes, she did.
Very good. Has it been especially hot recently?
Yes, it has.
Okay. Should cigarettes be prohibited?
No, they shouldn't.
Okay. Can you remember if you could smoke in Singapore?
No, I think we couldn't. No.
Okay.
I think it was forbidden as well, at least on the streets.
Okay. Okay. Will the King of Spain invite you to his palace next week?
No, he wouldn't.
Now, will he?
He will not. He won't.
Good, good. Should all of us try to be polite at all times?
Yes, we should.
Very good. Could I get up and leave this room right now if I wanted to?
Yes, you could.
Okay, yeah, and I'd be to do the program, all right? Yes. Oh, I'm sure you could do it perfectly. Would plants die if the sun stopped shining?
Yes, they would.
Very good. Should a parent look after his children?
Yes, they should.
No, should a parent? Well, should a father look after his children?
Yes, he should.
Very good. Will there be a party in this radio studio tomorrow?
No, it won't.
Will there be?
No, there won't.
Very good. Was Pancho Villa Mexican?
Yes, he was.
Now, care for the pronunciation.
Yes, he was.
He was.
He was.
Very good. Does Superman really exist?
No, he didn't.
Now, does he?
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't. Okay. You know, I read something ridiculous today that apparently Batman always carries a little bit of kryptonite in case he meets Superman.
Really?
Because I'm not sure why, but they're enemies.
Yes.
Yeah, Batman and Superman are enemies, although they're both supposed to be good guys. So Batman always carries a little bit of kryptonite in case he meets Superman. Ridiculous. Are you the most intelligent person in the world?
Probably.
Okay, all right. Do you and I hate each other?
No, we don't.
Very good. Can you touch the ceiling without jumping?
Yes, I can.
Without jumping?
Without jumping, No, I can't.
Very good, very good. Okay, now we're going to work again with something we did earlier, the verb to afford. Okay, So I will say, for example, can you afford a Rolls Royce? And I want you to say, yes, I can afford a Rolls Royce, or no, I can't afford a Rolls Royce. So Can you afford a Rolls Royce?
No, I can't afford a Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royce.
Now you have to say the S. Rolls. Rolls.
Rolls. Royce.
Very good. Can you afford 15 houses?
No, I can't afford 15 houses.
Very good. Can you afford a Maserati?
No, I can't afford a Maserati.
Very good. Can you afford to get here late every day?
No, I can't afford to get here late every day.
What would happen if you were late?
I would be told off.
You'd be told off. All right. You know what we say in Ireland?
Scold.
Scolded. Instead of scolded or to tell off, we say to give out. My mother gave out to me because I was late.
Really?
Yeah, it's the phrasal verb we use in Ireland to scold or to tell off. But I wouldn't advise using it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I would, because I, even some British and American people won't understand you. If you say, yeah, he gave out to me. What? He gave what out to you? He told me off. Ah, okay, fair enough. Can you afford to live without working?
No, I can't afford to live without working.
Can you afford a Ford?
Yes, I can afford a Ford.
Very good. Ask me where Henry Ford's father was born.
Where was Henry Ford's father's...
Henry Ford's.
Where was Henry Ford's father born?
Born. He was born in Cork.
In Cork.
Yeah, he was born in Cork. And there used to be a Ford plant in Cork until 30 years ago.
Assembly line.
Assembly line, very good. But if you go to Cork now, you'll still see the Ford is the most popular car in the city for this traditional reason. Yeah. Can you afford to let your English level fall?
Sorry, I didn't get it.
Can you afford to let your English level fall?
No, I cannot afford to let my English level fall.
Good. Now, contract cannot.
I can't afford to let my English level fall.
Very good. Can you afford to call people idiots?
No, I can't afford to call people idiot.
Idiots.
Idiots.
Very good. Can you afford to spend every evening in the casino?
No, I can't afford to spend...
To spend
every single night in the casino.
Oh, very good. Okay. Now, have you ever played bingo?
Yes, I have.
Have you played bingo?
Yes, I have.
Okay, bingo is quite popular in Spain, which was a surprise to me.
It used to be.
Not so much.
I don't think much.
Now, if you're playing bingo and you complete all the numbers on the card, what do you say in English?
Bingo.
You can say bingo or...
Full house.
Full house also. Yeah, very good. Can you afford a new car now?
Yes, I can afford a new car now.
Very good. Can you afford 10 new houses now?
No, I can't afford 10 new houses now.
Very good. Okay, let's quickly do, before we finish up, a bit of work with never, with irregular verbs and the past and the present. Perfect. Okay. When was the last time you ate a plate of spaghetti with your hands?
I've never eaten a plate of spaghetti with my hands.
When did you last feel hungry after eating a fabada?
I have never felt hungry after
Hungry.
I've never felt hungry after eating a plate of fabada.
Okay, very good. When did you last fight in a civil war?
I've never fought in a civil war.
When did you last find a 100 euro note on the street?
I've never found a 100... found a 100 euro note on the street.
On the street, very good. When did you last get a letter from the President of Italy?
I've never gotten a letter from the President of Italy.
Very good. When was the last time you went to New York by ship?
I have never gone to New York by ship.
Very good. When did you last have lunch in a Bolivian restaurant?
I've never had lunch in a Bolivian restaurant.
Very good. When did you last hear me speak English with a Cockney accent?
I have never heard you speaking English with a Cork accent.
Cockney.
With a Cockney accent.
Yeah, where does the Cockney accent come from?
From London.
What part of London?
The south of London.
Well, typically more the East End.
East End.
East End of London. Yeah, it's very hard to understand.
Yes.
Yeah, very hard to understand.
Like the one... My Fair Lady.
Yes, yes.
Sticks in the,
that was the
movie.
Cockney accent. Yeah. All right. So all right is all right, and water is water. Water. I want a bottle of water. I want a bottle of water. I want a bottle of water. Very hard to
understand.
But
the Queen of England speaks similar.
No, yes, the English people get upset with us. No, she's not too easy to understand. She keeps her head low, and she doesn't open her mouth very much.
Without moving the mouth.
Yeah. So it's curious. That's it for today, folks. Thank you very much to Gaston.
Thank you.
Thank you to Mammon, and have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.